I believe you told me that you guys don't clean anymore, right? Or you never cleaned.
We never.
I mean, I've rehired. So yeah.
Wow. Y'all got to tell me about that experience. How two 20-year-old young men jumped into this game and y'all don't clean nothing. Hey.
Woo. Candid cleaning conversations. Everybody gather around, it's a celebration. That we're still standing. Big up Katrina, she the inspiration. Came up from the bottom, she here with that motivation. Here to teach and inspire. Help you aim higher, help you dream bigger. Get what you desire. Real, recognize real, iron sharp as iron. Let us grow your cleaning business. She ain't playing around, yeah, the queen mean business. So stick around, get down with a podcast. Hold it down, here we go, foot on the gas. Candid cleaning conversation.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Candid Cleaning Conversations. And today I have two young gentlemen. I believe both of you guys are 20 years old, right? 21?
20.
20 years old.
Woo! 20 years old. And you guys decided to start your cleaning company. So the name of your cleaning company is, let everybody know,
Mirala Cleaning Services.
Mirala Cleaning Service. Now, how did you guys come up with that name?
Yeah, you can tell.
It's combined. It's our names combined. My name is Amir. His name is Ola. So we combined it and made Mirala.
That's dope. So what made you two young gentlemen join the dirty cleaning industry? Y'all could have went and got any other job, but y'all got an LLC so quick. So what made you guys get started?
All right, so it's kind of like two sides to it. So I'm gonna tell my part first and I'm gonna let him tell like his side of it. So basically I graduated from high school and I was in college, and I was in college running track. But after my first year of college, I had to take a year off due to like personal things that had happened. So I was kind of at home and it was like, I felt like I wasn't doing anything. So I had to do something. So I always had the entrepreneurial thing in me. I've started like businesses before that didn't work. So I was just like, I had to start something. So I kind of thought of something that was easy to start. And I thought, you know, cleaning, I can train people easily, it's low cost of supplies, things like that. So I started a company. My first one when I was just turned 18 or 17. And that one failed. I started another one when I was 18 still. And that one also failed. And then the third one, he had come back from college in Florida, so we were both back in our town and we just decided we would start one again, and then that's how this one started.
Awesome. So you guys are in a partnership together?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so you guys are splitting your profits 50-50?
Yeah,
50-50 ownership.
That's what's up. What do you guys specialize in?
Commercial cleaning. Right now, we started off with residential because it was like an easy way for us to get our foot in the door. And now we just want to first focus on getting commercial clients and just building that up.
Okay. So I remember when I met you guys at the conference, the Clean Biz Network conference, I believe you told me that you guys don't clean anymore, right? Or you never cleaned.
I've rehired.
So yeah.
Wow. Y'all got to tell me about that experience. How two 20-year-old young men jumped into this game and y'all don't clean nothing. You just outsource the work off top. So tell me about that experience in finding your workers and being able to quote this stuff and outsource the work.
So at the time when we started, we were both actually 19 when we started it. So we were both fresh out of college, I guess you could say. And then we both knew off the rip that if we want to scale a business, we can't be the one that's doing it. It's because then we're going to be limited in how much work we can get done, how much money that we can make. So when we realized that we wanted to start the business, we started doing our marketing while simultaneously hitting up people that we knew. At first, ask them, hey, you know, who wants to work? We're starting this company. So we got some people that we knew and then had them ready to go for the first job. So then they came in and cleaned, but then he can tell you the first job didn't really go as planned, and we learned a lot from that.
The first job never goes as planned. So how do you guys go about finding your workers? I take that you have contractors, right?
1099, but you could tell them.
Okay.
So the way we get workers is right now, all we do is just post ads on Craigslist. We post on Facebook. And we used to post on Indeed and
ZipRecruiter.
Yeah, we used to use those apps. But we found success in those. But we we found a lot of success in Craigslist. And it works for us. So that's what we're doing right now. And it's been working.
Okay, so mostly Facebook groups and Craigslist.
Yeah, right? Those are the ones that really work.
That's dope. All right, so explain to me what hurdles you guys are struggling with right now in your business. What has been the hardest thing you guys had to deal with so far?
The hardest part, you going to talk? Yeah, the hardest part right now for us. We just found a solution now, but just recently we've just been trying to find a way to get a good team in, sure. Like a reliable team that we can trust, because getting the work for us is pretty easy. It's just really finding a good team that we can rely on,
Right. So tell me about your company culture.
We like to keep it light. We're not really heavily into micromanaging and, behind people, things like that. We're always going to do what we have to do as business owners, as employers, to set our employees up for success. So we give them everything they need. We train them. We make sure we tell them everything that they need to know. It's basically very open with them. Communication is very important to us in the company, because everybody needs to know, what's going on. How are you doing? How are you feeling? Do you need anything? So we kind of have that openness in the company culture, and we just, put you in there. We give you everything you need to do to succeed, and we just expect that you succeed, basically.
Awesome. Do you guys, I think you guys told me that you guys do bowling alley. Do you guys get together and do anything like that?
Yeah, we haven't done it yet, but that's also something that we're planning on doing in the future.
Yeah, we're definitely going to start doing that.
Yeah,
right, yeah, taking them out. An activity once in a while to show appreciation,
and bond with the team, really.
Yeah,
because it's really all about growing that, working on your culture, working on your company, culture. What is it that's going to make your people stick with you than going somewhere else, and you really got to show them that you care, hit them in their heart chakra. That's how you get them to stick, okay? Yeah. Right. So what type of supplies you guys like to use?
Talk about that since you.
Yeah, supplies. We just we go to wholesale, Costco.
Costco.
We got supplies from. Yeah, that's, they got everything we need.
Right. So for your highest paid account, do you have to have supplies put in there for your workers?
Yeah. We supply the supplies.
Okay. You go to Costco or something like that. All right, that ain't bad.
We also order online too from suppliers online, Cleanit Supply, things like that. We order online too in bulk.
Okay. All right. Dope. You guys using any CRM programs?
Not yet, actually.
Yeah.
We're trying to
learn about that.
That's the next step, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So how are you keeping up with your clients?
By keeping up, do you mean just communicating with them, making sure everything is okay, that type of thing?
Well, you need an email list, and you need to be sending off those emails to them, and basically a login where you keep up with all your clients, because one day you're going to grow into $1 million company. Mm-hmm. So how are you going to keep up with 1 million clients? You need a CRM program. You see what I'm saying? As you grow.
We've been doing it.
Now, what are you using?
All manually, really. We have an email list that we built, and then when we want to send out a campaign, we'll just do it manually. We communicate with all of our clients manually right now, but as we get more clients, we're finding it that it is a little bit more difficult to keep track of everything ourselves. So we're definitely thinking about implementing either a VA or definitely get that CRM, because we do know that it's definitely important to implement.
Right. So one that I highly recommend is the Clean Biz Network CRM. So make sure that you go holler at my boy AJ, because that CRM he got, it do everything you need. Okay. Everything you need. You're going to be able to build funnels in that thing. You're going to be able to do anything. Okay. That's a one-stop shop. All right. You heard it from me, okay? So, other than that, how are you guys finding clients?
So, cold calling, really. We started off, residential. You want to tell them how we did the residential?
So when we first started for residential, the way that we found out to get clients the most was we would buy posters. We would buy a lot of posters, like cardboard posters from either Target, Walmart, places like that. We'll buy like 50 to 80 of them. And then in one night, we would put them all over our local area that we wanted to get business from. And then we would get a lot of people that would see them either on the highway or wherever we put them at, and they would call us from that. I mean, that was actually our best way of getting clients. And then also word of mouth, obviously, once we started getting more people. But we didn't do any online marketing for residential at all. We were just doing it through posters.
Yeah. Wow, y'all just put in that work. They put in the grind, baby. They did it. Put the posters out there. I mean, that's really how I started off. Everything that you're saying, that is exactly how I started. I didn't start off running ads in the beginning. You know, a lot of times people, we don't understand ads and we don't have the money to run them properly. So you got to do what you got to do. But the thing that I love about your story is you got started and you just did it. You started hiring off top and you did not even do the cleaning. You already came in with the right mindset. You know what I mean? Yeah. So are you guys both working a job now or no?
No. If just full time in the business, I do other stuff on the side to make money. I invest in the stocks and also do YouTube, and then I also do other stuff. I do DoorDash on the side. But when it comes to a real job, I quit my job. I actually had a cleaning job, a commercial cleaning job, around 4 to 5 months ago, and I just left that. You know.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So when you guys first got started, you didn't have a job.
We started off with a job. I had a job to fund the business at first. You had to get a job to get some income in.
Yeah. So at what point did you guys leave the job and just do this full time?
I mean, I was working at FedEx. I think we were both working at FedEx as well.
We both worked at FedEx before we started the business.
Okay. Yeah. Y'all got tired of FedEx.
Nah, we got fired.
You got fired like a couple weeks.
That's the last job I'm ever working. And then
what? So y'all got fired from FedEx. Yeah. And at that point, you started your cleaning company.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out how the bills was getting paid. How were y'all paying y'all bills?
I mean, I guess we're just really resourceful. We always know how to get, side things. Like he said, he invests. Like, we do other things on the side to fund the business. And then once we funded the business, it was just reinvesting everything. So we really haven't had to put much of our own money at all. Or I'd say of our own money to start up, we probably only put in $150 to $200, maybe $300 to get the website. But after that, it's all been money that we made from the company that we put in.
That's dope.
We reinvest basically everything we make. So
yeah,
that's good. You guys paying yourself out of that business yet?
We don't pay ourselves off the commercial income. No.
From the commercial now, we just reinvest. But residential, from residential jobs we get, we'll pay ourselves.
Dope. So how many workers do you have right now?
Right now we have 4 employees that are cleaning, and then one that does computer stuff, like editing things and stuff like that.
Oh, is he a virtual assistant or is he an employee for you?
Nah, he's like a 1099. He's my family member.
Okay. And he's gonna be doing all your virtual stuff for you, all of your marketing, flyers and stuff like that, right? Ooh, that's good. It's always good to have a techie guy on your team for you. Say, and your websites. Do you guys have a booking form or something on your website?
Where they can book clean right there.
Mm-hmm.
I think they can book consultations, but they can't book a clean. They would have to book for us to call them or call us. And then we'll do the in-person walkthrough.
Okay, because you're doing commercial. That's right. So what's the goal, the ending goal for you guys? I'm not even say the ending goal. I'm just going to say maybe a 3-year goal. Give me a 3-year goal on where you guys see yourself in the next 3 years.
Well, 3 years, definitely 7 figures. That's where we're going. Yeah.
All right. I can see it because you move so fast. You know, so a lot of people, they get stuck doing the cleaning. So that's why your story is so inspiring, because it's like your mindset at 20 years old, like you're still young. I don't know whether you still stay with your mom or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And you can leverage. Because I'm for real, like I try to tell my son all the time, boy, you better you get an LLC, you'll be all right. You better do it now before your life hits you, okay? And you be paying $2,000 a month for some rent, okay? But if you can leverage now with that mindset, yeah, you'll be well over a million in 3 years, because you already have the mindset. You're already doing it. You're already outsourcing. Now you just have to work on building your team, like you say, and your systems. You got to have some systems in place. Got to get that CRM, because that's going to help you put together your system. You can even get it's a software called Trainual that we use to help us train any workers that come in. Anybody that comes in, VAs, workers, we could just send them through that system if they need any training. Okay, so I highly recommend that as well. Trainual.
It's called Trainable?
Trainual. It's called Trainual.
Oh, Trainual.
Yeah, it's called Trainual. So you can look that up as well. And it'll help you out with training whoever you're onboarding, because all it does is it documents everything. What you need to get good at is documentation. Like, you don't nobody know your business like you know yours. Your business is not gonna run like my business. My business is not gonna run like yours. So the way however your company runs, you need to be writing down and documenting every step of the way. Like, what is your hiring process? All of this stuff needs to be documented. Once you guys get good at documentation, you can build a system easy, because that's all it is documentation. Like, the first step is they fill out a application. After they fill out the application, what happens next? If they fill out my application, it automatically goes to my VA. He's on the back end of the form. Okay, so we use a job form, and so he's tagged on to it. So when they fill it out, bloop, it goes to him. Now his job is to vet that person. So he has to call them up. He needs to vet them, make sure that they're qualified before he sends them to me. Okay, so we'll usually do like a virtual first. We'll do a virtual. I'll fill them out. If I don't like them, I won't move. They won't move on to the step. The next step is being able to meet me in my office. So these are all steps. I'm explaining to you how it works in my company. So you guys got to sit together and think about your steps, because the better you get with documentation, you can run a system. You should be able to have your whole business out of your brain and into your computer, so that if something happened to you, you can hire somebody else. They should be able to read and follow directions, to follow protocol, follow your whole system, and it'll work without you. That's the whole thing. You got to make the magic work without you. Okay. So that's all building the system is. Okay. So you just got to get good with that. And whatever doesn't work, stop doing it. If it's not working, stop. If it works, keep doing it. Yeah. Okay. That's how you learn your company. Okay. All so right. If you're losing clients, figure out ways. Why did you lose a client? We just lost a client today.
Oh, really?
You know what I got to do? Yeah, my son had the account. He just flat out ain't came to work. Talking about, I didn't know I was on schedule. Yes, you was on schedule. Lord Jesus. So what we have to do, we have to figure out the loopholes, because I don't have these problems with my normal contractors. It's only my kids. You know, and they feel like, because they, you know, who they are, they ain't got to follow the company protocol. But when that happens, we lose clients. They have to follow my rules like everybody else. So don't worry, I'm gonna have that conversation with him later. But this, whenever things bad happen in your company, like I said at the conference, just remember, I take fault for everything. If we lose a client, I take full responsibility. I say it's my fault. I should have had somebody check to see whether he was there at 7 o'clock in the morning. You see what I'm saying? I start thinking about what could I have done better to make that not happen again. Okay. Maybe I should be more strict on him and not be so lenient because he's my child. You see what I mean? So these are the conversations that you guys are going to have with each other as entrepreneurs, as you grow. This is an emotional roller coaster ride, you know? So you just remember, you got to keep your mental strong throughout it all, because employees are going to piss you off. Contractors are going to piss you off. Clients are going to piss you off. But you got to take your emotions out of it. Throw your emotions away. You guys, and another thing, when you in partnership, y'all can't be going back and forth with each other. You know what I'm saying? That's another thing with partnerships. Y'all can't be at war at each other. Y'all trying to build generational wealth for your family and get some millions.
Right.
You got it spot on, that generational wealth.
There you go. Y'all can't. When you see yourself like arguing back and forth, take a chill pill. Wait a minute. Listen. Woo-sa. Okay, because we're not enemies. Okay, we are partners. Yep. And we need to be aligned in this whole journey together. Okay, and then just woo-sa. If it's getting too heated, stop and come revisit the next day. Okay, because it'll be times like that, like especially in partnerships. You know, everything be cool in the beginning, but when that money start coming, that real money, it start getting a little funny. You know, so you got to have those conversations. You got to know how to communicate with each other as mm-hmm. partners. Okay, but I do believe, I got a lot of faith in you guys that you will be able to meet your goal in those 3 years, because you are already way ahead of a lot of people already, and you're so young. Okay, so with that being said, let everybody know where they can find you at.
All right, you can cross my YouTube, Fetty Fitness. You can follow me on Instagram, Forever the Fetty, and follow the cleaning page, Marola Cleaning. And yeah, that's it.
Awesome, yeah. Awesome. What city and state are you guys in?
New Jersey.
Okay, and the other young man.
Yeah, you can find everything on my social media. It's the same thing. It's Ola Kemfa, OlaKemfa. And in my YouTube, so go subscribe to that, Ola Kemfa. Mm-hmm. And then the cleaning page, Mirla Cleaning, you can follow.
And that's awesome, it. Awesome. So I'm going to be following back up with you guys. Maybe in another 6 months, we get back on this show and we see where your revenue is at in another 6 months, okay? If you don't mind, what's the revenue share right now for you?
Right now, in our first year, we hit just about 100,000. We haven't completed the first year yet, but just about.
Wow. It's about to be a year and a few weeks.
Yeah. Wow. And you're already going to be six figures in your first year. That's amazing, y'all. That's amazing. You guys need to keep pushing, man. Y'all are doing an amazing job, man. In the next 6 months, we're going to reach back at you and see where you're at, okay?
All right, y'all. All right. I appreciate you. Thank you for having me.